With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tropical storm Debbie is strengthening as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico toward Florida, and forecasters predict it will become a hurricane before coming ashore. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's a tropical storm now. It's possible that you could have serious intensification between now and landfall. It could get up to 85, 90, 95 mile an hour sustained wind. That is absolutely possible, particularly in parts of the state like here in Tallahassee. There's going to be a lot of trees that are going to fall down. You're going to have debris. You are going to have power interruption.
Debbie is also likely to bring heavy rain to Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina early in the week. Also at SRNNews.com, rain is needed in the western U.S. where some 90 wildfires are burning. California's fourth largest fire on record is the Park Fire. It's already destroyed more than 500 structures. Public Information Officer Devin Terrell says this weekend's weather hasn't been as bad as feared.
We really presumed that it was going to have a lot more of an impact. We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple of days, especially on the entire left flank of the fire. The only real problem side of it, I would say, is the northeast corner of the fire. There's a lot of really steep drainages in that area that make it really hard to, you know, just make access, and it takes a lot more time to access those areas because of the terrain.
A new round of violence in Bangladesh has left dozens of people dead, hundreds of others injured, as student protesters clash with police. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the prime minister. The initial protests last month began with students calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs. That escalated into violence, leaving more than 200 dead. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered UCLA to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were a part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church has made over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The Dress a Girl sewing group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message of God's love to girls in multiple countries. This is SRN News. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan is launching an investigation into Special Counsel Jack Smith's deputy on the January 6th prosecution.
The letter to the DOJ is yet another escalation of Jordan's probes into those investigating former President Trump and comes the day after the powerful chair demanded information from the daughter of the New York judge who oversaw Trump's criminal case. The request to the DOJ's Office of Professional Responsibility mirrors a similar effort requesting information from the office on the lead prosecutor on the Mar-a-Lago prosecution. The launch of a new investigative angle from Jordan comes after the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General released a report reviewing the sentencing of Trump ally Roger Stone after a whistleblower alleged potential improper political influence in reining back the suggested sentence. Stone was later pardoned by Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Vice President Harris will soon announce her vice presidential running mate. The two will begin campaigning together on Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com.